I mean, this is sort of what we did. We looked at the source material, and we found the guy that is, you know, because villains has always been, I think, the soft spot in the Iron Man, you know, in the, you know, Iron Man mythology.
He doesn't have his rogues gallery like Spider-Man.
You don't have, you know, in action movies, it's always the villains that define the movie. Mm-hmm. Usually it's the villain that steals the show.
Yeah.
And certainly in the Spider-Man films, the villains were, you know, as exciting as the hero.
Yeah.
And they have the freedom to do anything, and so they're always more dynamic.
Yeah.
You know, as an actor, you always want to play the bad guy. And with Iron Man, we just laid out all of them, and the one guy who was the main dude that has to be his nemesis, if he has one, was the Mandarin. But the Mandarin was always an interesting character because he wasn't the guy who was going to square off toe-to-toe with him and trade punches. You know, and then you also have a weird thing where he has magic/technology that he uses, you know, with his rings, and it was very difficult to find an approach to stay true to the books but also do something satisfying and something that didn't seem completely ridiculous, because a lot of that stuff doesn't hold up well if you just lift it right out of the books.
Yeah.
And so we
sort of place it in the real world.
Exactly. Yeah. So how do you place the Mandarin in the real world without making him some weird, you know, cartoonish caricature?
Yeah.
And how do you, you know, and so what was the essence of the Mandarin? And the essence of the Mandarin was always that he was the mastermind. He was always the, you know, he was always sort of the, you know, the Sauron of it.
Yeah.
You know, and so that, and as we also, we approached the material, we also didn't want to have it be just the thing where we make a movie, and if it does well, we scramble and figure out what the next one is. We said, okay, what's the whole, how do we track this story over the course of a few movies, if we get so lucky, with the hopes that if it, you know, if it stands alone, it does stand alone, and you have great stuff, but then as you sort of peel back further, you know, it's like The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings. You look at The Hobbit, it's a great, great book, and my favorite of all the Lord of the Rings, you know, series. But you want to learn more as you get deeper into it, and so one is sort of plays as a fable, an origin story, and then you want to play everything out. So it's there, but nobody, you ain't going to see the Mandarin shooting lightning bolts out of a magic ring in Iron Man in this movie.
Yeah.
So, you know, the fans will recognize.